This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. As any parent or anyone who's put themselves through college knows, the cost of a degree can seem downright extravagant. In the last 20 years alone, the average price of tuition and fees have surged nearly 130%.
Over the same period, colleges and universities across the country have seen the typical pay package given to presidents, fund managers, and other top administrators reach new highs.
Now, a new report out today offers a clearer picture of the landscape in Massachusetts. It examined the 20 wealthiest colleges in the state and found that compensation packages for key executives range from $345,000 at Clark University to $6.4 million at Harvard.
The study is entitled Academic Excess: Executive Compensation at Leading Private Colleges and Universities in Massachusetts. It was published by the Center for Social Philanthropy at the Boston-based Telus Institute, and it was funded in part by the SEIU, a union which represents many service workers at a number of Massachusetts colleges. Joining us now is Joshua Humphreys. He's one of the authors of the report. Joshua Humphreys, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Let me just ask you, what were your main conclusions from this examination that you did of pay and compensation at many local universities?
Well, I think the main conclusion that we drew is that academic compensation at the administrative level and at the highest echelons of private colleges and universities in Massachusetts has really changed dramatically over the last decade and a half, whereas back in the mid-90s, it was really major news when a college president would occasionally draw more than $500,000 in pay, as the president of Boston University notoriously did at the time. Today, it seems that pulling down about $500,000 seems to be nearly the average for all disclosed college employees, at least in the sample that we drew upon. And today, that doesn't really make headline news. What makes headline news is when people get paid multi-million dollars for administering colleges, managing their endowments, and in some cases, teaching. And that seems to be really the top line figure, is that when you might have a few outliers from time to time at places like BU or Harvard, today it seems to be a more systemic problem.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a little bit about that, because when I'm looking at your report, you mentioned the outliers, and the big outlier is, of course, Harvard University. You have a figure here that says the average 2009 disclosed compensation of the top 8 employees at each school. At Harvard, it was $4 million. And at the next highest one, which is Boston University, it was $1 million. So Harvard is really driving a lot of these averages way, 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 way up. And when you take Harvard out of the equation, does that make the compensation packages at the other universities more reasonable or more in line with universities across the rest of the country?
Well, I think what's reasonable is really what we're not having a public conversation about today, and that's exactly why we wanted to publish this report at this time, because there's not really a robust public conversation going on about excessive pay at universities. If you do strip Harvard out, and there are a lot of statistical ways of stripping Harvard out, both visually in the report that we do, but also by looking at, say, the median at each school, you still find, not only on average, about $400,000 to $500,000 being the average disclosure compensation, but if you look at median levels at each individual school, which we break out in the report, you find at a place like BU, the median is in fact higher than at Harvard. It's in fact around $800,000 for those that are disclosed. And so it seems like this is not just about outliers. It's rather about the way in which Wall Street compensation packages have really shaped society as a whole.
Well, let me ask you about that in particular, because looking at your numbers of the top 20 or so pay packages at universities, and I'll name some of them: Harvard, BU, MIT, BC, Tufts, Northeastern, Brandeis. I mean, half of them come from the Harvard Management Company, and this is the group of people who are managing Harvard's endowment. They essentially are investment experts. So, I mean, if Harvard endowment is some $34 billion, why wouldn't we expect people who are managing that kind of money get paid Wall Street-type compensation?
Well, I think their peers say it best. The chief investment officer of Yale University, David Swensen, no real soft weight when it comes to investing, has actually said that the compensation packages at places like Harvard, when people get paid $3 million or $30 million, as was happening earlier in the last decade, and other people on the same campus get paid $30,000, that it tears at the fabric of an institution. And I think that's really the larger issue. But even more deeply problematic is the way in which the investment officer expectations for pay are rippling through the other pay structures within a university. So
even through the pay structures for academics?
Yes, I think so. I mean, not only are there in that top 20 list, and I should say one startling finding in our research was that there are now 20 folks in this particular sample who actually pulled down more than $1 million. And that's really quite astonishing. And those include plenty of fund managers, but also we see athletics directors and college coaches, but also presidents of universities, again, including the current president of BU, is in that top 20 millionaires list.
Well, Joshua Humphreys, if I just might ask you one last brief question. I take your point about having the desire to create a public conversation about pay and compensation at universities. And I wonder, I mean, Wayne Langley of the SEIU, Local 615, who in part helped funded this report, he said to the Boston Herald, "We decided to find out what the administrators earned so we would not have to shoulder the blame for high tuition." Is that really part of what's driving this, that a lot of other employees at universities, service employees, feel that they have been receiving a lot of the blame for the fact that tuition has outpaced inflation for the past decade or so?
Well, I do think that the broader context in which these pay packages occur was, in fact, during the financial crisis. And so when you see more than 20 folks getting paid more than $1 million during the very academic year in which endowments plunged dramatically and the traders at Harvard Management Company destroyed about 30% of the value of the endowment and yet were richly rewarded with more than $25 million in total compensation among the top five, it does really raise serious questions about whether people are being paid for their performance and who ultimately is bearing the cost of that. And when so many folks have been laid off and faced with very serious austerity measures, and also the quality of education has declined. Services have declined. Students have faced this. Faculty have had their budgets slashed. It raises fundamental questions about priorities in organizations that are nonprofit, mission-driven, and tax-exempt. So we are publicly subsidizing this kind of excess.
Joshua Humphreys is director of the Center for Social Philanthropy at the TELUS Institute. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.